of any sort of basic sanitary facilities, it just made the situation unbearable. Now, there is a book written that describes the times. The book is called Yevein HaMetzula, and the author is Rabbi Nathan Hanover, Rabbi Nosson Hanover, who was an eyewitness to the events. The book has been translated into English. It's called The Abyss of Despair. It was translated by a rabbi in Birmingham, Alabama, by the name of Abraham Mesh, M-E-S-C-H. And I think of the book, and I know the book here can be gotten in the public library. The book is to 1648 and 1649 what the Holocaust literature is to our time. And it, the worst atrocities imaginable are described in the book. I have here a paragraph of the book, but I'm not going to read it, because I don't think there's anything to be gained. You just have to believe me that the worst atrocities imaginable were performed, and that the Jewish communities were destroyed. In fact, being killed was almost a blessing. Those that were not killed suffered fates far worse than death. At the exact same time, the Tartars invaded on the heels of the Cossacks, and the Jews preferred to fall into the hands of the Tartars, because even though the Tartars were not more friendly to the Jews, they had a better business sense about it than the Cossacks did. The Tartars didn't kill Jews, they just kept them for redemption, kept them for ransom. And therefore, Jews from Eastern Europe, from Poland, ended up in Rome, Bologna, Venice, Padua, Casablanca, Tunis, Salonika, Aleppo, even Jerusalem, and became the mainstays of these communities, because the Jews that came from Eastern Europe were Jews that were well-versed in Torah, and that is how you have Ashkenazi customs that spread in the Sephardic countries, because the Sephardic Jews redeemed from the hands of the Tartars. The Tartars had a big slave trade, and they redeemed the Jews that were captured in Poland, and the Tartars distributed them all around the Mediterranean basin. And that's how you have, for instance, one of the most famous Sephardic names is Ashkenazi. Right? Now, how did Ashkenazi become a Sephardic name? Because it's a Sephardic name, even though they've been Sephardim for 400 years. But originally, somebody came to the community, and he was not really Sephardi. He was an Ashkenazi, and that's why they called him Ashkenazi. And these came in the middle 1600s. Tens of thousands of Ashkenazic Jews came to the Sephardic countries.